We're going now to John Lyon with our partner, the BBC correspondent in Cairo. And John Lyon, it appears that correspondent reporting on protests in Tahrir Square is kind of your permanent gig recently.
Yeah, that's right. And it's a big one today. Today, it's the Islamists leading it rather than the more secular protesters who've maybe had the running a bit before here. And a huge crowd here out in Tahrir Square. It's hard to estimate numbers, but there must be maybe hundreds of thousands. I don't know. The whole large square is absolutely packed full of people. I was wondering earlier on whether they'd actually be able to kneel down and pray. They were packed so tightly, shoulder to shoulder in the square.
Well, to emphasize the difference between these protests and the ones we saw in the spring, these protesters, I understand, many of them are calling for the implementation of Sharia law or an Islamic state in Egypt, whereas the protesters in the spring were purposely trying to keep religion out of their demands.
Yes, this is a very different approach. They've sort of reached an agreement that they're not going to sort of fight each other here. So there are protesters from all sections, but overwhelming Islamist here. And yes, they want Islam to be recognised as the overwhelming religion of Egypt and for it to be an Islamic state, whatever that means. And I think there are differing interpretations of that. If you ask the Muslim Brotherhood, should alcohol be banned? They won't give you a straight answer. Whereas if you speak to some of the more, radical... fundamental groups, the Salafis, as they're called, for example, they wouldn't have any hesitation about that. And maybe some people here would say that all women should be covered up and that should be compulsory. But there'd be different interpretations of what an Islamic state might mean from the mildest, which is what was said in the very mildest terms, even in the constitution under President Mubarak, which is that Egypt, you know, Islam is the principal religion of Egypt, which is hard to argue.
Well, this is John Lyon, a correspondent with our partner, the BBC, joining us from Cairo. The sound behind you is incredible, John. Let's take a listen to the crowd for a moment.
Yeah, it's a huge crowd. It's actually maybe slightly quieter than it was earlier. At a point during the prayers when everybody was shouting in unison, Allahu Akbar, God is great, you know, an enormous and a powerful sound. You know, they're really trying to come here and send a message to Egypt and the world that they are a force to be reckoned with, and they will tell you they are the majority force in Egypt, although others would disagree with them.
Well, do we have any idea who is the majority force in Egypt at this point? Do we have any idea where these the voters of Egypt kind of shake out?
Well, we don't, because there's never really been a free and fair election. There have been opinion polls, anything the lowest have said maybe they'd get 15 or 20%. Others say no, they'd get many more. 25-30% of the people who are here will tell you they'd get a majority, although I personally am sceptical of that. But they certainly, I think, will be the largest single minority in Egypt. And I think, you know, quite clearly they are going to be a force to be reckoned with in a democratic Egypt, if one presumably emerges.
And there are competing protests going on at the same time, John?
Well, not really. This is basically the Islamist protest today. They've really taken over the square. I think we're going to see whether the more secular protest then kind of revives in the coming days. We've got the trial, of course, of President Mubarak scheduled for next Wednesday. So that, of course, is going to provoke strong feelings here as well amongst many sections of society.
John Lyon, correspondent with our partner, the BBC, speaking to us near Cairo, near Tahrir Square in Cairo.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.